Blog Talk Radio.
But I think of it every night. What's up? Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Code. I am your hostess, Imaj Alde. I got my co-host on the line. Right today, me and Ron, we're sitting in the front seat, but Dre back there in the back. He in the back seat riding along. He here today. He pitched on for the ride.
You can't tell them to put on the radio, but you can pay for tolls.
What?
Yeah, you're in the back seat. You can't tell them to put on the radio, but when the tolls come up, you give us the change.
You better have it ready. You better have it ready. Count it in and out and ready.
You know what I'm saying? That's not how I work in your car?
I'm driving.
That's how I work in mine.
Ron's the DJ. And you sitting in the back counting out the money.
Imagine driving. I'm in the passenger seat. Since I'm in the passenger seat, I control the radio. You control the motherfucker. You get out, you pump the gas, and you pay for the tolls.
And if Tisha come in, she going to pass out the snacks.
And run into the store and get the fucking coffee.
Yeah. She going to run. She going to cheat a snack lady.
Y'all so stupid.
I promise I ain't going to be as stupid as I was last week. I promise I'm not.
Well,
but
we were having technical difficulties again because I called last week and I got hung up on twice. Then I called back. It said, show being canceled. So tonight I called. I'm waiting. Your show starts and phone hung up. I was like, well, damn, we having technical difficulties again. Then I called back. All I heard was Tess.
That's because you ain't have the motherfucking toll change ready. You got the toll change ready now, so it lets you, you know what I'm saying?
That's how we do. That's how we're doing it, and that's how we're going, period.
You know, Imaj, to hear your pants pocketing and whether it's jingling or not. She know your pants pocketing and jingling, you ain't got change for the toll. It's simple as that.
Hot mess. All right, so we're here.
Yeah, we drink.
It's Friday. And, you know, every now and again, we've been starting to do this happy hour thing. And it's because my black ass had as early as report talking about just the moon is still fucking up. Stars are still out. And it's dark as fuck. That's when my day starts. So, and we're currently experiencing a thunderstorm as I'm sitting here looking out the window. So, here we are. Oh, Keisha's here.
It's not
okay,
like you have
so
a whole bunch of issues. What that got to do with me, Dre, and Taylor about this fucking happy hour? Dre, you see how selfish this thing is?
Because I have to shift. Let me get Keisha in here because she got to pass out the snacks. Okay.
Hi, everyone. Hi. I've missed you guys. Hi.
What's good, Mom?
Hi.
Let me see if she got to pass out the snacks.
I gotta pass out the snacks. Well, what? I don't have no snacks.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
All right.
Wait a minute. Right. Wait a minute.
So
this has to come up. I'm about to let you know. So
this car. Right. I'm in the passenger seat, so I control the radio. Dre's in the back seat, so he got to, you know what I'm saying, get out, pump the gas, and have the change ready for the tow. And you in the back seat with Dre, so you got to go get the coffee and the snacks.
Oh, no. I'm not going to go get it. I came with it. I got an extra bag.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
I got an extra bag. We're not making no unnecessary stops. I got it in my bag already.
Now, when we stop to get gas, you still will have to go inside the store and get something. You have to go in there. Get some juice, water.
I don't got them in my bag. I got Gatorade and liquor.
Oh, that's not about enough.
But we still gonna need some water.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, wait, hold on, Taylor. I'm starting to think. Wait, you got liquor and Gatorade? I think Amaya can get herself in the back seat, and you can get her. You can fucking drive.
Oh, no. We gonna get there. Oh, it's gonna be a time. It's gonna be a time, but we gonna get there.
I have severe motion sickness. I always got to drive. Sorry, I got to drive. I can't. I cannot ride in the car with nobody.
But you see how? You know what I'm saying? Dre, we need to take a lesson. Women, your mind's like, no, I'm running this shit. I'm driving. Taylor coming, no, I'm not getting out. I'm bringing the shit with me. These women know how to fucking formulate a plan. You, nigga, you ain't even got the change yet. Nigga, you come in, you calling in, Tevin Campbell playing, your show started in 5 seconds. What's going on, bro?
We got to play. We got to be ready.
You got to get stuff together. Got to be ready.
So, we drink because say inappropriate things. One person over here smokes. We all know who that is. But that's fine. We don't judge him for it. We accept him and his flaws.
Flaws? Whoa. They're talking about flaws. You want to talk about flaws now? Okay, let's talk about each other's fucking flaws now. Okay, let's do that. That's how that fucking shit.
Okay, wait a minute. I had to get myself together.
I need to smoke and calm down. I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. So, this week's show is called Why the Fuck Are We Taking the Al Gore's Internet So Serious? Because this week, I have watched foolish people sit and have fucking debates about the dumbest shit ever. And we're not going to debate those topics. We're not going to do it because I'm not going to give you none of my energy. I'm going to say you people are taking the internet way too serious. Way too serious. Like, where do we even start?
Do we start with the fact that people are like, I'm going to separate R. Kelly and the music? Okay, that's fine. You can separate R. Kelly and the music. But that man got 30 years because he did the shit.
And my whole thing with that was like, it's not like it's speculated. It's not like, you know, that, like, sir, that is you on the video from the 90s. It's not like it's a grainy video. It's not like, it's like, oh, that doesn't look like, it could possibly be, we don't know. Like, sir, you look directly into that 1997 lens on that tripod of that RCA video camera, look dead in the lens, and then look back at the girl. Okay? Like, that's you, son. You did that. You did it.
You did it. You did it. Come on now.
You did it.
And you continue to do it. And because not every person is going to tell the same lie on you. There's no way possible everybody's going to continue to tell the same lie.
Mm-mm.
So, and okay, fine. We get it, sir. 30 years. And then, and the people are like, oh, but old girl only got 20 years for facilitating it. Okay, yeah, she facilitated the shit because, I mean, and we get why she got 20 years. She didn't necessarily do the crime, but she took the people to the crime. So, ma'am, you now assisted in said crime. So you're assessing to said crime. You got 20 years. She gonna do them 20 years. It's like you gonna do them 30. And they got that motherfucker on goddamn suicide watch. Sir, so you gonna kill yourself now?
You are
you know
not.
You got another. You got
you,
another, you gonna kill yourself now? You gonna kill yourself? You should kill yourself a long time ago because you knew you was gonna get sentenced. Because they already sentenced you guilty, so you knew you was gonna get sentenced. If you was gonna kill yourself, you should have killed yourself at the beginning before they even.
Okay.
I don't think people should commit suicide because it's an easy way out, but. If you was going to do it, you would have done it already.
And I
we've
mean,
reached
not
day.
For nothing. And not for nothing. It, I mean, 30 years. Now, what they need to do is start rounding up them parents.
Yeah.
They need to start rounding up them studio, whoever worked in the studio, the producers, everybody who knew what was going on and say, huh, not my business. Round them up too. And then
add on some additional
10 years.
Stuff.
Add 10 years for every day that you was around this man and you saw and you didn't do nothing about it. If he got 30, all of them parents should get 50 or better.
Everybody sitting in jail together.
Cause you purposely threw your child in that damn hot ass grief because you thought your baby was gonna do something besides bend over for R. Kelly.
That's what they thought. There's gonna be somebody and it's gonna go somewhere.
Mm-mm.
So they was gonna pay attention.
Mm-mm. They did. They paid attention to the wrong damn sex. That's what happened. That's what happened. Because you dropped them off there. You left them alone. You left them alone. You knew what it was when he was sitting outside the schoolhouse. And you said, ooh, regardless of the reason that he's sitting outside the schoolhouse at 3 o'clock, that ain't my business, but my baby is going to be the next somebody. So I'm going to leave him alone with my baby for hours on end. All
right, so
they can be somebody.
When you said that easy word, that's the answer to all the questions because it's easy. It's easy for a parent to say, I'm going to send my child here as opposed to saying, I'm going to work all day, then I'm going to sit in the studio with my child while my child records, then I'm going to go home with my child, getting no sleep, and then go work again. That's hard to do. But that's the right thing to do as a parent. So you send your child to R. Kelly. It's easy to think, oh, my child, I put enough morals into them, they're not going to do it. It's easy to think that. It's easy also on our study side to go after a child as opposed to a woman. It's also easy for us to listen to social media and the internet because then we don't have to think on our own. We can just take other people's stories. That's what this country is on. It's about making things easier. Look at all inventions. Inventions ain't to make shit better. To make shit easier. We want shit easy. So when we look at why, the answer to those questions, because it's easy. It's hard to talk to your child and be like, listen, don't suck his dick. Actually sing. You know what I'm saying? That's hard to have that conversation with your daughter. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it's hard to tell a man, yo, son, I know you got $14 million. I know. You know what I'm saying? You can go buy 30-year-old pussy. But if you just go get a Happy Meal coupon, you can get 14-year-old pussy. It's easy to go get the 14-year-old pussy. Happy Meal coupons come a dime a dozen. So, you know what I'm saying? That's the answer to most of our questions. It's easy. We run from hard shit.
I'm done.
Yeah, he definitely found it easier to try to talk to younger people instead of talking to a grown-ass woman.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely was like, oh, you know, I'm going to go get me some unseasoned cat. Some old, easy, they're going to fall for whatever I give them.
See, real talk, that's why, like, it sounds like I'm bugging, but that's why people like Dre get my respect. You know how hard it is to convince Grace Jones to give you some pussy? You know what I'm saying? So it's hard to do that. You know what I'm saying? So with Drake and some shit like that, I'm fucking not talking to that.
Excuse me. Raising my hand, I got a question. How the fuck did you even, how, when you put that whole thought together, how did you figure to include Drake and his grandmama fetish for Grace Jones? How?
You have to give credit where credit is due. This nigga and his degree of difficulty in his fucking pursuit of the punani, whether person or possum, is fucking A1.
I cannot.
Y'all think I'm fucking bullshitting. I'm serious, nigga. Niggas going after these motherfucking Instagram models. Yeah, these bitches over there. You know what I'm saying? You get a little 10,000, you get them a little fucking AP watch. They give you some pussy. Grace Jones, she was around before fucking watches, nigga. You know what you got to do to impress her? Please.
You better quote some of her goddamn songs in her movies. And prove that you really watched her ass.
Feel that?
But my thing is, he's feeling he's not defending himself.
No, it's not defense. He's just accepting his flowers, nigga. I am giving that nigga the ultimate props. There's no defense. Whoa, you got it twisted.
He said it all when he walked down the street with Grace Jones. I'm just trying to understand how that nigga went from 14.
I mean, I am talking about giving somebody credit when credit is due, because baby, that wasn't even a fucking segue. Like, how did you get that out of you? How did you do that? That is
I'm a professional, mama.
I see that, cause baby, nobody even thought to put that together to even.
I see things that we don't see. You know what I'm saying? I see all the angles. He's like a good pool player. You gotta see all the angles.
Yes. And I don't know. I don't know if you took a puff yet, but that if you did, it definitely opened up your fourth eye. Not your third eye, but your fourth eye.
Nigga, I'm rolling again. What the fuck you mean? Take a
puff. This nigga done already smoked and dog on rolling another.
Lord, how the fuck?
And I got a little sippy sip.
Oh, Lord. You got what?
A little something to sip on, nigga.
Oh, this nigga drunk and high. Okay.
Okay. So that now brings us to where we now have understanding of how we got here.
Yes. Okay. There. Now that the information. Okay.
Is that what we got there? Is that
what we do? Okay. Yeah.
Oh, but when I was all fucking philosophical talking about Easy, you know what I'm saying? The shit was fucking crazy. When I started talking about Dre and fucking Grace fucking Red Sonja Jones, now it's a motherfucking problem. All right, no doubt.
No.
Take another hit because you tripping. Ain't nobody said it was a problem. We just want to understand how you got from point A to point B.
Okay. And a straight shot, too. It wasn't like you took no twists and turns. How did you do that?
Maybe it wasn't no twists and turns. It was a straight shot. How you get there?
Hey, nigga, you didn't even go. I mean, you went through all the stoplights. Like, you didn't even. None of them were red. They were all green. Like, you just kept going. So we were just trying to understand how you ain't get stopped. What kind of shit you got on the light system? Like, come on now.
You want to hear some funny shit? Sidebar. When I retired from Verizon, I had an image. You know what I'm saying? Like I actually had this image. And the image in my head was I was driving at nighttime and all the lights was green. And as I was passing each light, I didn't, like, shine or flash, but the feeling I came with, boom, do this. Boom, like a different thing I was going to do in my life. And one of them things was leave my job. And I said, you know what? I'm going to retire. So I retired from Verizon because I had that vision in my head that all the lights was green just telling me to go. So when you say that, yeah, nigga, that's some real shit.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Wait, or maybe that's just this second blunt making me high again. I don't know.
Moving forward. Okay. So after your
so what else happened in the online that got you feeling away?
Okay. It might be the same thing. We are on about day four of this McDonald's bullshit.
Baby.
I ain't even said nothing. I ain't chimed in. I ain't said not a word. Because first of all, if it don't apply to you, you shut up. One.
What is this McDonald's?
Okay. So a mom called her baby daddy and was like, hey, can you bring your child? Can you bring us something? No. It was that the child's father brings him something to eat every day. And so she's like, I got other kids here. You're not going to bring them nothing to eat? He's like, they made my kids. I'm responsible for my kids. So she goes on the internet and she goes off on him. And honestly, he that's his kid. They not in a relationship. He brought his kids something to eat. It's not his responsibility to feed her other kids. Ma'am, you need to call their daddy? So she's like, I don't get my food stamps until the 11th. Well, ma'am, why are you already out of food stamps? It ain't even the end of the month. And you probably got some on the 24th. Ma'am, what are you doing? But her nails are done and her eyelashes are done. You ain't got no
I'm confused. Every fucking body else that get a check get it the 1st and the 15th. When the fuck the 11th become the day?
No, not always. Not always, because on my food stamps, I get mine on the 24th and the 13th. No, the 24th.
All right. So the beginning of the month and the middle of the month. Where the fuck did the 11th come from?
I'm telling you, sometimes it's not the 1st in the middle of the month. Sometimes it is the 11th. Sometimes it is the 13th. It's not always the same date.
I get mine the 12th.
See? It's not always the same date.
Well, fuck y'all for proving me wrong.
That's so weak. I'm done with you. But the whole situation, and these guys, the internet and the uproar, and I'm like, yo, some of y'all.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Uh-oh, sorry.
This nigga got something to say about what fucking happened on the 12th, but he couldn't address fucking Grace Jones. What the fuck is going on?
What was he doing? Why he wasn't listening?
I'm just not paying
attention. I'm sorry. I just thought about that real quick. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Did you say you weren't paying attention? Is that what you said?
I'm not paying attention, y'all.
I love it. I think it's been fucked, y'all. I ain't listening to y'all.
You know what? You deserve a decision. But anyway.
Oh,
no. You deserve one.
But anywho. All I know is that heifer played herself. Yes, she did. However, what I would say is that
she tried to say it was a skit. It wasn't a skit because I see her skits all the time on TikTok. The dude that was in the video was skinny. The dude she tried to say was in the video was a big husky dude. Not the same dude.
So the dude that was in the video was her baby daddy?
Yeah, that was her real baby daddy because she a project bitch. She up in D.C. somewhere. I can't remember exactly where it was. But all her videos, they like straight ratchet-ass fucking videos. And she be doing hood rat-ass shit. And she be like, she's trying to be a blogger. She basically be like, if a nigga can't support me and my what she say, my entire tribe, they sorry and this, that, and the third. So she tried to expose him for bringing the food, and then she took it and she swung it. And I was like, okay, so you're going to let your child starve, and you're going to throw the food in the damn drink in the middle of the road and shit. Like, this shit was stupid. Then she gets on the thing and tried to say she tired of people blasting her because she was right. And then that's when she had the fucked up wig on with dog on eyebrows, makeup not matching her skin. Like, she was looking real hood as fuck. And then they drug her to the ground on that shit, how she was looking. So they just been dragging her all week. Then, old Simp ass, what's the nigga, Jack, the dude who just got busted cheating on his wife, he gonna make a post talking about a real man would have brought the whole family groceries. And then they got on his ass, too. And they was like, nigga, you just cheated on your wife. What you buying groceries for your side bitch? Like, they been on his ass, too.
I don't even know who Jack is.
The dude, Derrick Jackson. You know him. The one with the, she had the Salvation helmet. His wife had the Salvation helmet.
The dude that used to do the video sitting in the car trying to tell women what they need to do with their life.
Derrick Jackson. Oh,
that nigga's name ain't he? The way he spell it, that shit is Jack. It ain't Jackson.
It's Derrick, whatever. You ain't say Derrick, mm-hmm. You said Jesse or some shit. I don't know. It wasn't Derrick.
My whole thing is this. Like, if you can't afford to feed your kids 3 square meals, or not even square meals, maybe possibly because sometimes the money ain't there. So you get them a little round meal. You get a triangle meal. Any kind of meal. Like, if you can't afford it and you ask
if
your
you
kid's
give
father.
Me one more motherfucking shape meal, nigga.
And your kid's father bring a meal for the child. You got, first of all, my issue is you got multiple baby daddies. You should have been in a whole text chain. There should have been a whole group chat. Can somebody bring their kids some food if you ain't got it? So you mean to tell me there wasn't nobody you could have got $25 from? There's nobody in the world you could have got $25 from? So you mean to tell me there is no man willing to give you $40? He can't give you no change for something strange? There's nothing. Nothing? Nothing you could, you couldn't have done nothing to get your kids something to eat? And then when he did bring the food for the kids, you got mad and threw it in the street. Like,
yeah, how about this?
People,
how about being fucking
still
a mother?
Struggling out here.
And be like, yo,
you
how about this?
Kids.
Why don't you bring me
you don't
a
need
pound
the kids.
Of fucking
go let them go live with their daddy
budget.
Or whoever that can afford them. That's it.
Fuck with that bitch.
That's it. Go let
now,
them
at the
live
same
their
time, though, at the same time, though, as a nigga, you don't do that. And here's why you don't do that. Because it is not your job to feed those other children, right, as a father.
It's not.
However, it is your job not to put your child in a bad situation as a father. And having your child go back in front of three siblings that are hungry and eat is putting your child in a bad situation. That is not your job as a father. So, although it is not your job to feed them, it is your job to put your child in a good situation. So, by the only, not the only way, one of the only ways I see of putting your child in a good situation is by making sure that those other children don't have hunger. Now, if you want to go to the bare minimum, what you do is you pick the biggest child and you buy that child something to eat so that, you know what I'm saying, that child could protect your small child and the other ones just got to, you know what I'm saying, fall into place. Fuck it, the bigger one beat y'all up. But if you're not willing to do something like that.
What is this, Hunger Games?
I'm saying, so you got to do the smart shit. Like, yo, you got two sisters and a big brother. We go feed the brother, fuck them girls. You know what I'm saying? You got to be strategic with the way you do shit. But if you're not willing to be strategic, then you got to feed all the children. You know what I'm saying? You can't be fucking petty like that. If you ain't got it, then you don't need to go to McDonald's, nigga. Go get a pound of turkey and a loaf of bread and take it to the bitch house. You know what I'm saying? Go get fucking 8 chicken strips and some fries. You know what I'm saying? But you
but
can't
as
fucking
as ungrateful as she is, that bitch probably would have slung it too.
I don't know what she would have did or what she wouldn't have did. I just know what I would do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to have children hungry. I'm not going to do that. And y'all can talk about what you're supposed to do, what you're not supposed to do. I'm not supposed to leave children hungry. And that's just me.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And I get where Ron's coming from. I get it. Because, I mean, some guys, they're like, hey, I'm going to just get my kids something. Okay, fine. But I feel like she was already a problem anyway. Like, that probably ain't the first time she probably showed out on that man. And she just probably was like, I'm sick of this. Sir, well, ma'am, whatever. Whatever.
But did you hear what she said in the video, though? The video she posted.
I didn't
want to
watch
that
record. I try not to get involved with
that. That bitch said, you still come over here and slide in so you can feed all my kids. That's all it was. That nigga was dicking her down. She got pissed off.
She has a point.
No.
Now, the fact that she, you know what I'm saying, hasn't verbalized the terms of her giving this pussy to him, that's her fault. But I can understand where she's coming from.
That's okay.
I mean, you got to let me know, like, listen, this is your son. You will take care of your son anyway. But this pussy is mine. I'm giving you this pussy so that when I get into a rough time, you pay a phone bill, you pay a light bill every now and again, you bring my people something to eat because these motherfuckers' daddies ain't shit, or you want me to get them some pussy too for them to feed you. But you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you just got to have this conversation as a woman.
No. How about you do what you need to do as a mother? because I don't think she's the type to be like, oh, like, I don't think she's under, she didn't come across as one of them understanding parents. I feel like she a problem anyway. She come across as the baby mama that if you come get the child, like, you're supposed to come get them Friday night at 6 o'clock. And you show up at 5:58. You got to literally wait till 6 o'clock to get the child because she mad because you was there 2 minutes early. She seemed like that type of parent. She do. She seemed like she's that type of mother. Like you can't be like, all right, so I know I'm supposed to get Lil Hakeem this Saturday, but I work until 6:30. Can I pick him up? No, you can't come there. You can't do right by my baby. She seemed like she that type.
Okay, so let me get this straight. So she seemed like the type that would tell you, fuck you, this is my baby. You can't tell me what to do with the motherfucker. But when you get a call from school, she'd be like, well, call his father. One of them bitches.
Yeah.
Okay, so you mean one of them bitches that, like, see your mother in the store, you know what I'm saying, and the baby be in the fucking, the baby be asleep, and her other three, because she got four children, her other three, and she be like, there go your brother, grandmother over there buying fucking food for her and her family, but won't buy nothing for us. She one of them bitches like that.
I feel like it. She could be.
One of them bitches that she'll key your other baby mother car just because she got to take the bus and that bitch is driving a motherfucking Corolla. She one of them bitches.
Yeah.
Corolla that she paid for, not even the baby daddy paid for. She paid for it herself. Cause she got a
She came into it with the Corolla. She met him in the Corolla. But you mad because she got one.
Yeah, man, because she got a call.
You funky bitch, you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she seemed like that, right? Like you keep the baby for the weekend, right? So you bring him back on Sunday. You're supposed to have him back Sunday by, let's say, 7 p.m. So you bring him back at, like, 7:02. She got an attitude. And when you pick him up the next weekend, all the stuff that you bought him is mysteriously missing.
Or it's broken, or it can't be found. So now you got to stop letting him take his stuff home, because now you got to leave it at your house.
And the bitch so petty, every time you ask her what happened, she starts saying, get it together. What you talking about? 7:02, nigga, 7:02. I don't really want to stay. I don't really want to go.
Every time you pick him up, he got on the same outfit. So you buy him some clothes, and then you send him home, and then you come to pick him up, and the other kids got on the clothes.
You do not got my son's fucking Jordans on. Take my son's sneakers off.
No, and they tore up too. Because they went outside in them. And they were riding.
Because he bought a fucking size 6 for his son and his big brother wear a size 8. The fuck is, you shit, you fucking up the whole shit, nigga.
And now because they had, so now he was outside on the one bike that they all got. And the brakes don't work, so he was using the bottom of, he's using the sneakers. He's stopping, he braking with his feet on the bike. So now the bottom of the sneakers is fucked up.
No, just the right sneaker, because he only break with the right foot. He right foot dominant. So just the right Jordan is fucked up. The left one is okay.
Nah, both of them. Nah. Because that little baby is hard-headed, so he doing both feet. Trying to prove a point.
In somebody else's sneaker.
Mm-hmm.
She one of them bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
And then when she do get her stance, here's what she do. She go and she buy all the seafood and all that other stuff while the kids is eating noodles.
Not noodles.
Noodles.
So you telling me she got shrimps and mussels and crabs, whether imitation or not. You know what I'm saying? And her chilling them got ramen noodles?
Yes.
All right. Question. In the package or in the cup?
The cup.
Oh, that's a fucking
because she not going to boil no water for them.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. It's in the cup. What do you mean? That's a meal. It's officially a meal. It's in the cup.
Yeah. So that one, you don't even got to. You just put the water in it and then put it in the microwave. That's how you
right.
know
you
little.
You don't have to have no dishes.
No, that's how. Because that's how. That's what little Devontae. That's what little Devontae know how to make. He
Did
only,
y'all see that
sick.
Nigga Ray J had that shit at the awards?
Man.
This nigga was eating a fucking cup of noodle at the awards. Did y'all see that shit online?
I posted the video.
You see why the nigga got a UTI?
I'm done. I'm going to officially mute my microphone. I'm done.
So last week, y'all know was the verses, and it was just me and Ron because y'all weren't here. Y'all couldn't come in or whatever the case might be. So that left me and Ron to just sit around and be stupid. And Ron called me dumb because, you know, Brandy had told Ray J to drink the tea, and he ain't do it. I don't even know how we got to the UTI, but we got to the UTI. But Ray J's just ghetto. Clearly that nigga was raised by a bunch of ghetto-ass wolves.
Now, is that the same tea that Brandy drank before she ran the people over in the car? Or is that a different tea?
Girl, listen. She knows.
Okay, my mic's muted now. You ain't shit. I'm muting again.
Okay. All right.
We just ain't gonna let nobody let go nothing. And then she paid them people their money. That paid them people.
She paid them all.
I'm glad you went down the street. Hold on, because I'm a father of girls. However, Arcelli ain't taking nobody's life. And if y'all go be so fucking self-righteous, talking about where this man put his dick in his urine, why y'all ain't talking about where she put their physical, which is under the ground? Well, I'm glad you went down there. Ain't nobody canceled Brandy. She ain't been no 30 years. She put a motherfucker under the ground. R. Kelly, all he did was piss on the bitch, fuck a few hoes from state to state. God, hoes. That's all he did. But this bitch put a motherfucker in the ground. Yeah, interesting. Just thought about that. What say you?
Vehicular manslaughter is completely different than child pornography, statutory rape, and everything else, and sex trafficking.
Okay, so I just had this conversation with my daughter, and I had it with somebody else the other day. I hate when people do what you just did. I had a specific point that I asked you, and what you did was you ignored my fucking point, said something else that is totally true. You're right. Those are two different things. That you said a fact, but it did not address what the fuck I asked you, which is a void of my point. That's not how we converse. That's rude. You know what I'm saying? That's like saying, yo, it's raining outside. Should I get an umbrella? Like, yo, nigga, that sandwich was banging. Like, what the fuck, nigga? I just asked you about rain outside. You talking about a sandwich?
That don't equate to the same thing. You still not equating the same thing, even when you gave that.
No, what I'm asking you is, if this person can be canceled because of a heinous crime, this person also should be canceled because this too is a heinous crime. Whether those are the same heinous crime or not, is that a better way to put it?
No, it's completely different.
I'm gonna tell you why. We're talking about an automobile accident as to making a sex tape and purposely peeing on a minor that you knew was a minor.
She didn't set out that morning to say, and then repeatedly run into the back of somebody. It was an accident.
And then repeatedly decided to date minors.
I hate being put in a position that makes me seem like I'm defending a fucking bastard like R. Kelly. Not what I'm doing, right?
No, but not at all.
One could say that the accident that she had was because she was reckless and careless for steps before steps before steps, which led her to have an accident which killed someone. So one could say one could also say that the only reason that this man abused his children is because he was abused as a child. And his hurt self never healed, so he started to hurt people. So the reason that he even continued this on purpose, yes, he did it on purpose, was because he is a victim crying out for help. One could make that argument. I'm not the one who's making it. But those sound like logical arguments. What say you?
Okay. Well, let's go look up Brandy's case, see if she had been drinking or something. Let's go look it up.
Drinking is not the only mistake that you could make before the mistake. Speeding is a mistake. Texting is a mistake. Talking to someone on while you're not paying attention is a mistake. Being sleepy is a mistake. Having medication in your system is a mistake. There are multiple mistakes you can have besides drinking, but sure, look for that one.
She never
faced any charges. No charges were ever put against her. So that's why she never did time. The only reason why she had to pay the $50 million was because it was a wrongful death suit. Okay, after conducting a thorough investigation, was consulting with some of the top accident reconstruction experts, the city concluded that there was insufficient evidence from which the jury could find Ms. Norwood guilty of such charge beyond reasonable doubt. Let's see. And it was vehicular manslaughter, so it wasn't a felony. Okay. Mr. Kelly has felonies. Let's see.
I'm not saying that it's the same thing. And we could even talk about why peeing on somebody and taking a whole state to state are felonies, but taking a life under any circumstance is not. We could discuss that, but we're not going to. You know what I'm saying? What did it say about her in that situation?
Investigators ruled out alcohol and drugs as a factor in the crash and said there was no evidence that Brandy, who was alone in her car, was using a cell phone or otherwise distracted.
It said, wait, they ruled out alcohol
and
drugs?
They ruled out alcohol and drugs as a factor. Also stated that they could not conclude anything that she was using a cell phone or otherwise distracted. So they couldn't be like, oh, she's on her phone.
Okay, so now you're not going to know the answer to this, but hopefully you do because you said the answer to this. You said she didn't take that drug and breathalyzer because it was an accident.
No, I didn't say it as in that way. I said that there was no evidence of drugs or alcohol. So at some point they probably did, and there was no evidence of that.
And that's my question of whether they. But sometimes you know what they do, they look at somebody on the scene and be like, "Oh no, he's not good," and they smell you well, you know, so they don't put you through those steps. Sometimes.
Well, there was no evidence. There was no evidence.
So then they don't test if they don't have any evidence. Correct. You know what I mean? So that doesn't mean he didn't test her and it wasn't in her system. She just didn't seem like she had it. It's possible. Listen, all that's good. And I'm not here to say that she's a bad person. Don't get it twisted. But she did take her life off the earth. You know what I'm saying? Somebody did say, you know what? $50 million. Is that what you said? $50 million? Did you say 50? $50 million. A jury said that you did. They are punishing you for something. They've seen stuff that the I don't know.
I mean, it's the result of it. Okay, so when you have a wrongful death suit, it's because somebody died, and the family feels like you wrongfully did this to them. Like I said, you woke up, you had an accident today. You can't. You don't wake up intentionally to say,
"I'm
going to
do that." You know, it was a wrongful death, and that's because somebody died wrongfully.
And they passed away. If she would have been charged with something, she would have did a year in jail and $1,000 fine. That's all she would have done. She probably would have even got off with probation, some shit. But we're not going to debate this today. But another thing,
right. I'm not saying that. Listen, it happened. It happened, and fuck him. He got his 30 years. You know what I'm saying? He done served about 3 years or so. How long has he been in jail?
He definitely been in there some years.
I mean, that's 27 years. Sometimes you get time off, good behaviors, and that. Let's just say he has to do 20.
Nope. He's not
he has to do 20.
In two more states. He still got two more cases to face in two more states.
Okay, they may run those concurrent. You know what I'm saying? If they run them consecutive, he's never going to come out alive. If they run them concurrent, let's just say he does 22 years, 23 years on a 30-year sentence. He already did three, so that means he got 20 years left. That's 2043. Not that far. You come out, do a fucking world tour in 2048 and be a millionaire again.
Who the hell? You gonna still be here to watch this shit? Because then who gonna know who the hell R. Kelly is? What kid gonna know who he is when it comes to music? We're not going to that tour. That nigga gonna be looking like the Crypt Keeper. All
right, so you said we're not going to that tour. Right. And then you said, what kid's going to know? You ain't going to be no kid in 20 years old, nigga. You old now. You ain't going to be no kid in 20 years old.
I know I'm older. You're older than me. How about that?
Right. I mean, see, there you go again, not addressing what I said. You said a fact, but it got nothing to do with what I was talking about. I was talking about you being old and older in 20 years. You ain't got to put me in the shit.
Mm-hmm. And put you directly into it.
And my old ass.
Your older self.
All right, so we had the R. Kelly. We had the bitch at the McDonald's. What else are we getting on your nerves online?
Okay, so y'all remember I said there was a question that I was going to ask y'all.
Right.
That I was not going to mentally prepare you for. So Shamor and I were talking because she sent me something in my DM and I went off on a tangent on it. So you can look, Taylor, I want you to look at it from your standpoint, and then Ron and Dre, I want you to look at it from a man's standpoint, okay? So a women's standpoint and a man's standpoint. Are y'all going to go, okay, so Taylor, how would you feel if you walked in and you saw your husband wearing a thong? That's one. That's for you. Ron and Dre, would you purchase a thong and then put your ass on the internet? And then I want to know these answers, because the way I reacted, I was tickled at myself. So I'm probably gonna say some dumb shit when I give my answer. So go. I told y'all I was not gonna mentally prepare you for this bullshit. I told you, I wasn't. Nobody prepared me for the bullshit.
I'm good. I'm fully prepared. I got my answer. I was just letting Taylor go first, ladies first, unless she needs a minute, because I could end this question.
No, I don't need a minute. So I came home from work.
Mm-hmm. You give yourself a scenario and you put yourself in it.
So I come home from work and I go in the house and I get in the house and I don't see anything. I go in all the rooms and then I still don't see him. So I wind up making my way to the bedroom. I go in the bedroom and my husband is tooted in the mirror in the G-string with his cheekies out.
Mm-hmm. With a thong that matches his skin color.
And when you come in the room, he don't jump. He real comfortable.
Yeah. Like, he don't be like, he be like, he's just like, hey, baby, how you doing today? Twerking in the mirror. You don't get these cheeks today, baby. Getting these cheeks.
I'm actually going to ask some questions. I'm going to ask some questions because with the thug is my first question. My second question is, why? And I'm going to make a phone call. I know who I could call in situations like these, and I know who I cannot call. Somebody going to come get me up out of jail. So all my friends that work in the court field, they wouldn't be able to come bail me out, and they wouldn't be able to come visit me. The best that they could do is possibly send me a magazine or some of that nature. We fighting. We fighting. Because why is you got your ass, like your naked ass, on the Instagrams and the Twitters? No, we fighting. I'm sorry, we fighting. That's all I got. We fighting. That's it. No, we're not doing it. No. We
fighting.
Mm-hmm. We fighting.
Okay.
That's it. It's nothing. No. Mm-mm. No.
She's fighting. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts, ain't no questions. We fight jumping on niggas.
No, I'm asking you two questions. I'm asking you what the fuck and why the fuck. If you can't give me solid answers with those two questions, I'm going to treat you like I treat the kid. Let me tell you something. I'm going to put my bags down. When I come back from putting my bags down, meaning when I finish with this phone call so somebody could prepare the bail money, is we fighting. We fighting. Like, I'm...
Now, what if you come back and this nigga not only got the thong still on, but now he just slathered down in Vaseline?
So, what movie was that where she put the baby oil on the floor and he fell and she whooped him? That's exactly what's happening.
And everywhere but the bottom of his feet.
You getting, since your ass is already out, you getting the ass whooping. You know how your mama used to tell you, like, I'm not going to beat my clothes that I paid for? You already assed out. No, you're going to get this ass whooping. You out here with your little tail out. Mm-mm. You out here with your tail out. No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Who going next?
Dre, what you think?
Why I got to be the one with wearing the thong? That's what I want to know. That's some stupid shit.
Because it has to be the man. Like, what the situation was when she sent it to me, it was the man who was wearing the thong, the color of his skin. So you got to be
wait. The color of your skin?
Yeah.
So it looks like he's white ass naked.
Yeah, but you can see Taylor's a lion, but you look butt ass naked. Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Okay, so that's the reason why, because it was a man that did it. So that's why I'm asking, as a man, would you purchase a thong the same color of your skin, wear it, and take pictures and put it on the internet?
I'm not taking, I'm not buying a thong, period. Why? That shit, he's gay, point blank, period. And then he taking pictures. That's some fruitcake shit.
And put it on the internet. He put it on the Instagram. That's how it was DM'd to me.
Yeah, that's gay, gay. And he's trying to cover that shit up. And I don't want to hear the fact that he's like, oh, I was just doing this as a prank or none of that bullshit. Because niggas be killing me trying to get off with that damn, it's just a prank shit. No, motherfucker, you just gay.
Oh, no, this is not a prank, because he wears them leggings to the gym, too, so
exactly.
It's not a prank.
Exactly, that's some old cupcake-ass shit. Nah, nigga, you know exactly what the fuck you doing. You know, who you trying to...
No, I need to understand from your, not what he doing, what your perspective is. Because you said no, you're not going to go buy you no songs, put them on at the same color you and be on the internet.
I'm not wearing
this shit, really, no. Hey, you never know. You might find your lady that's like, hey, I like my man to work with.
Whatever. Hey, no bitch make me damn change what I wear. No, I'm fuck that. No. Mm-hmm. That's damn case. Okay. Mm-hmm. Why the fuck wear a damn thong? Just be fucking messy. Like, god damn. Much as us men, y'all complain about wearing them motherfuckers, and then we turn around and got to put one on. Hell no.
All right, Ron.
See, I'm stuck on a question I got. And the question, I ask myself this question different ways while I've been listening to y'all. And it boils down to, is a man jerking off to a picture of my ass gay? That's what it boils down to. And if the answer is yes, then I can't do it. If the answer is no, then the question I have is, well, what kind of numbers are we talking about here? You know what I'm saying? What kind of check we talk about here? And what kind of picture we talk about? Is it from the shoulders down so you don't see my face? You know what I'm saying? Do I have to, you know what I'm saying, include my arms where I got a brand where you can see my, you know what I'm saying, telltale signs? Like, what kind of pictures are we talking about here? You know what I'm saying? How much money are we? I got questions I need answered.
Okay. So you got questions before you gonna put your bare ass in.
So now, I'm talking for me personally, right? I have always been told by women I got a nice butt. You know what I'm saying? I have always been told that. My daughter make jokes about it. I'm laying on the floor. You know what I'm saying? She's like, oh, look at all that. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So I'm poor. That women look at me. All right, nigga. That's a good mushroom fucking man. That's a little hardy, nigga. That's a little hardy. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just hard.
That shit was from your gut, nigga. That was from your fucking solar plex, nigga. Fuck.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, but I mean, that's real shit. So my question is, you know what I'm saying, like, what kind of, like, do they have to know the identity of this ass and thong? You know what I'm saying? Or is this just a random brown-on-brown crime? Like, what the fuck, what are we talking about here? I need more specifics before I say yes or no. And so I guess that means that it's possible is the answer to my question, or to your question.
Okay. I'm weak. One, I'm with
because
you.
I'm not trying to be gay, and I'm not trying to feel gay. You know what I'm saying? And I know if you get a picture of your ass, some nasty man's gonna jerk off to it. You know what I mean? So is a man jerking off to? So then that's like saying, well, if Michael B. Jordan is in Vogue and with his shirt off and a man jerk off to that, does that mean that Michael B. Jordan is gay? Nah, I don't mean that. You know what I'm saying? So that don't know what I'm saying. It's like just because somebody do something to your picture don't mean that you are that thing that they. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. We got to talk. How much money we talking about?
How much money? Okay, so Ron, how much money we talking? So, I'm going to give you what's given to me, and I'm going to give you my response, okay? So me, so Shamor sends me a picture of this guy that follows each of us on Facebook and Twitter. Previously, I had sent her a picture of him saying, can you tell me if these are women leggings or not? I said, because these look like women leggings to me. She confirmed these are women leggings. Okay, that's number one. So now she DMs me on Instagram, and she was like, hey, this is what we're doing today. And it's him shaped like Groove. Okay? Put Groove in your mind. Shaped like Groove with a thong on, the same color of his skin, and you can see his face, and you can see his God awful shape and his butt. And so I said, is the nigga gay? And then I said, wait, he has a wife. And I said, but do he like the boys too and have a wife? And so, you know, Sally, she's laughing at me because she knows I'm ridiculous. And this is like 6 o'clock in the morning, y'all. Then I'm being this goddamn ridiculous. Then I said, well, I bet you his wife straps it on and F's him in his booty. So then I was like, that nigga gay. And I said, he probably likes some old big weenies, too, like some old big penises, because that nigga gay. Because it's not the first time that I've seen him bare ass on the, and this is not the first time that I've seen him in a thong. There's been some lacy shit, too. You remember on the episode of Sisters, and the guy had on the lacy boy shorts? This nigga was wearing a lacy ass thong. Honestly, I don't wear thongs because my butt is big and I don't like how it fits in between my ass cheeks. So I don't wear them. The fact that Groove has on a thong
You keep saying Groove.
No, it ain't Nick B.
I was about to go straight to his page and wrote the slam fuck out of his ass. He's about to block me today.
No. You know, I block Nick D on my page, but can't be him. What I'm going to do, I'm going to screenshot it because I feel like y'all need to see this.
I don't want to see this shit.
You got to understand where I'm coming from. I feel like y'all need to see what I'm talking about. You got to see it. Sorry. You're going to see it today, friend. Let's see if we can get some up. Nigga looking like, I mean, he shaped like Groovy and he fit. Not Happy Thong Thursday. That's what that shit was. That's what he said, it was Thong Thursday. I ain't never heard of Thong Thursday. I've definitely heard of Titty Tooth saying Thursday. But, I'm going ahead and give y'all the podcast message in this inbox.
I don't appreciate you just looking over Dre's request of not sending it. And then I'm over here, you know what I'm saying, sipping on something. And I'm saying, well, nigga, you being awful quiet. Why don't you say something? Your silence makes it seem like you want to see this. So I was like, wait, I have to object also. And the fact that I just heard a ding, does that mean it's too late? My objection is irrelevant. Is that what that means?
It's basically too late.
Isn't it? I'll delete it when I Keisha Taylor has looked at it. Keisha Taylor, what I'm gonna do is now that you've looked at it, I'm gonna remove it so that the other guys so they don't see it.
I don't wanna see it.
I deleted it. Y'all don't see it.
All right. Does he look gay, though? But who the fuck are you talking about? What's his name you said?
Remember Abdul, who used to come on the who used to comment on the wind down?
I'm done.
Oh, I'm so glad I ain't see that. I'm good.
What are you laughing at, Drake?
Ron, nah, because I mean, no, Ron, you was about your money. You was about to get the dick.
No. Hold on. Me looking at a man's ass for free is different than a man looking at my ass for money. That's two different things. Now, you see how I did that, Amash? I answered his shit directly, and I said something else at the same time. That's how it's done. That, not that shit that you did earlier. I'm sorry.
Okay, but I am going to send you, the screenshots of me and Shamor's whole conversation, because I need you to see where we went from here, if you told me I was totally ridiculous.
Stop, you retarded as hell.
Mm-mm.
Don't call nobody names, Drake. That's not nice.
It's more funny. I know she's the big shit.
And what you say the dude's name was? Is what? Name is Abdul.
The damn name sounds gay. Everybody quiet. Can you say something?
Right. I was like, this is not very entertaining, all of us reading this. Everybody reading this shit about this fucking poop fucking boy. Somebody need to be talking and give us some fucking narration.
Right. She ain't said a word. I wanted y'all to read it. Like, please read the obituary in silence.
Right. At least hump. Bitch ass nigga. Grab your ankle.
So the wife is the one doing the bending?
That's my dumb talking. So I bet you his wife, that's me, is talking about you. I bet you his wife is. Yeah. I'm talking to my niggas. I'm going to get out of here.
Okay. I got a question for you.
What I do? It's always what I do. It's always what I do. Like, you ain't see what you just said. That's what you did.
Is a woman having sex in her man's anus gay?
I don't feel like it is. And here's my why. Because he might, you know, because some men like finger in their booty hole. But that don't necessarily make them gay. This makes me kind of get to their prostate a little bit quicker, and they can come a little bit quicker. Yeah, I've never done it. That's just me knowing some shit, okay? I ain't never done it because they don't like shit like that. Because I might get a little close and they flinch, and I'm like, oh, they don't like this shit.
You ain't sure.
Say what?
At least it was like a flinch. A friend of mine almost lost her neck trying to do some shit like that. She almost lost her damn neck. Man, he almost knocked her between the refrigerator and the stove. I said, girl, you better not ever. Well, she tried that no more. She said, well, I saw it in the movie. You better stop watching the movie because you almost lost your life behind. I saw it in the movie. You can't do that. You cannot.
Is that how you feel? Would you?
That's a conversation you gotta have. You gotta talk about that. You just can't do it. You can't do it because your neck is between the refrigerator and the stove now, and now you're wondering why. You gotta have an adult conversation about that.
So answer the question then.
Is that how I feel about it?
No,
I'm not going to try it.
Is a woman having sex and her man's posterior gay? That's the question. Now, I didn't say a strap on. I didn't say a finger. I didn't say a tongue. I didn't say what. But just having sex in her man's posterior, is that gay?
I don't think so. Because it's still a man and a woman.
Okay. And it's rough. I don't know the answer to that question, but I would lean towards it's not gay.
I don't think so.
What do you think, Dre?
Now, if he's talking about some, he wants to explore the boys, then nigga, you gay.
Dre, you there?
He gay.
Oh, Lord.
So if your woman touches your ass in any way, that makes you gay?
No, that's going to piss me off. I can't stand when a female fucking do that, first of all. I hate this shit. It's irritating.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if you answered the question, but I think I got your answer.
that's gay, bro. Sorry.
Okay. No, no need to be sorry.
That's borderline. That's pushing it. No.
No. We're not talking borderline.
I know
you already said what side of the border.
I know a lot of people, niggas, that do it. We have had this conversation before, but, hey, nah. And then the first thing they're going to say, but, I mean, you be trying to fuck a woman in the ass. Nah, nigga.
Nobody said nothing about fuck. What about a tongue? What she put a tongue in your ass? That's gay, too?
Oh, hell no. Nah, I'm not with it. We didn't have this discussion before.
So then, yes, that is gay. All right. I got you. Huh. Doesn't sound like much fun in your bedroom.
Oh, man.
You know, on the little thing on the fucking little team. I'm stupid.
Oh, man.
I don't know. That's crazy. Because this motherfucker is putting all kind of shit like this online. Does he have a lot of followers?
Let's go look. Let's go see. Let's go over to the unfortunately, let me go over and continue to look at this bullshit. Let's go to his page. No.
How many?
He got 249 followers. Oh, Lord, there's another thong. Oh, it's a leopard.
That, where the white lady at? You the white woman. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to fucking push traffic to this nigga page. He got 249 motherfuckers. And you and Shamor, between y'all two, y'all got fucking 330 views. Get the fuck out of here. Nah, that nigga ain't doing nothing. He like that.
Between,
that shit ain't
between
fucking
me and Shamor. Shamor got
249 followers, nigga. It's not lucrative. He doing that shit because he fucking gets his dick hard.
Because he gay.
Yeah.
Because he gay.
Yeah.
Because he gay. He's homosexual.
He likes for multiple sexes to look at his body. Let's say that.
But he's got some when he's in the gym and he's got the leggings on. And when I say they women leggings, they the leggings that have the little they the leggings have the little holes.
Okay, so when you say he's in the gym, is he in the gym like where they got weights or like the gym where they got like a balancing beam, like a pommel horse? What kind of fucking gym is this nigga in?
Did you say a pommel horse?
You know what I'm saying? They got rings in this gym. What kind of fucking gym is this nigga in?
It's a regular gym. Balance. They ain't got no balance beam. They got so good.
I'm confused.
I'm not giving him no views on it because I'm not even following him. But his page is public. That shit ain't even
the
private.
Nigga page is public and he got 249. I'm done. You know what? I mean, anybody can just run across your fucking leopard ass, and only 249 people of all the world that's on Facebook.
I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the same laugh when you heard my daughter talk about my ass, nigga. I don't appreciate you putting my ass and his ass in the same laugh category, nigga. I don't appreciate that.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It came out wrong. It came out wrong. But I did a wow. So let me see if I got this right. So he decided on this faithful Thursday, he said, you know what? It's time for my followers to see what I'm working with. So he...
That wasn't the first time. That's just a picture from yesterday. That wasn't the first time because remember, he just saw a leopard.
Oh, I wonder how many followers he was lost in between those pictures.
Let's see how many likes he got.
And now my next question is, I wonder how many he gained.
Yeah, you heard me. And what is the demographics of said lost and gained?
Okay, so let's go see. Wait a minute. So
I'm not
did
fucking
not
with
get
you. This like, nigga is fucking. He done got more attention than fucking R. Kelly in this fucking show tonight.
So on the three pictures, on the three pictures that I sent, he got two likes, right? Two likes.
Did you get two likes?
Two likes. Let me go see who liked it. Jason Delma Reed. He's a white man. He's in the military. He looks homosexual. He got a cat. This person, he go by he, she. All right.
Thank you. Take control of the wheel, Taylor.
Oh, God. It's always going off the rails. So on the workout videos, he got six likes. She looked like she used to be a man. Wait a minute. No, she. Oh well, she. You can see her real. What the hell? What is that? Let's go look at the leggings. The what is that? Is he purchasing that? Wait a minute. Where's the leopard ones at? The leopard was eating like. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. So seven were people who are on his page. I guess the other three are people who might be following him, and because his page is private. This is savage. These are the ones he bought from Rihanna.
Because
you know Rihanna sells men.
Yeah, she is all-inclusive. Yes.
I'm going to throw up soon. Just going to let y'all know that. Okay. And he
is all-inclusive.
Like,
he said anybody can wear her stuff. She said it don't matter. She said anybody can wear it.
Yeah, I'm so weak in the world. But I just would be trying to understand what other men do that shit. That's what just be like, uh-oh, Brandon Lee Gunner, gonna throw some thongs on today and surprise my lady. And sir, that's not a surprise you want to give me. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it. No, sir. Like, I can be real comfortable with some shit, but sir, no. Nope. Because then that makes me feel like, what if I come home one day, right, and I decide, you know, I had decided to buy some thongs and I wanted to surprise you with them, right, and you decide to go into my drawer and pull them out and you be like, hey, baby, look what I got on. They're like, nigga, that was supposed to be on me for you. Why you got them on? Get out.
I got, see, first of all, I had too many issues with that because I feel that way about my hair products. So I can only imagine how I feel about my clothes.
Nah,
like,
fuck y'all.
My hair product.
Kiss my black ass because y'all is quick to put on one of our shorts, one of our T-shirts. You know what I'm saying? So fuck y'all.
Hoodie.
Y'all can't have it both ways.
One, I be cold.
You know what I'm saying? Let a motherfucker know what I'm saying. It'd be one of them 4 days you came over in a T-shirt and you want to go home.
Can I have that Syracuse hoodie? You mind if I wear that polo hoodie? You got, look, ooh, that's my size.
Two bitches at triple X. It ain't your size. You're 128 pounds.
It's my size because it's yours.
Right. It's my size because I asked for it, nigga. You don't see the hood? I got a big head. It's going to fill out.
It's going to fit.
You mind the business that pays you?
And I'm also clear that there are a lot of homosexuals in this profession, but not all of them, but a lot. Men strippers wear G-strings all the time. You know what I'm saying? And I'm also clear that there are some homosexuals in this, but not necessarily a lot. In bodybuilding, men wear G-strings all the time. You know what I'm saying? I'm also clear that in Europe, you know what I'm saying, a lot of men wear G-strings. I'm clear about this thing that this is a specific cultural thing to where we are at in our world. So it don't mean something if a man has these things on. It means something from your perspective that you're looking at it from. It's not the world and it's not necessarily the truth. That being said, that shit up your ass is kind of gay, son. I ain't going to hold you.
It is kind of gay, son.
That shit all up on your sphincter muscles. Nah, I got to be a good check. Got to be a good check.
When you said the male stripper, I feel like all the strippers are gay anyway. I already feel it.
A lot of them. Not all of them, but a lot of them, yes. A nice amount. Let me say that.
Every single last one of them to me.
But what about bodybuilders?
Now, I do know some men that are bodybuilders that are married.
I know some strippers that are married. Hold the fuck up. You moving the goalpost, son. Just because you married don't mean a motherfucking thing.
You know what? You're right.
So don't be doing that about the bodybuilders. You know what I'm saying? Either you gay or you not. It don't matter. Married? Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you gay. You have more facts, son.
But that being said, there are reasons that you could be putting fucking G-strings in. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that shit, I mean, that's what I'm saying. The reason has to come with some kind of incentive because that shit is just so fucking comfortable. I'm imagining, I've never had them on. Let me just say that.
I'm imagining it's just
uncomfortable.
I'm telling you, them shit is uncomfortable. But I got to ask, okay? And since we assy, yep. We in the same category now, Ron. You should have never told us.
There's been times when I've been playing ball or whatever I've been doing, and my boxers have ridden up all the way up. You know what I'm saying? That's when the man, it happens sometimes. You're sitting and you're driving. You know what I'm saying? You're sitting like this. Your boxers roll down sometimes, so they get to the crook of your fucking thigh. And you got to put your hand in your pants. You've seen a man put his hand in his pants and pull his drawers down? You know what I'm saying? That shit alone in the crook between my fucking thigh and my pelvis is fucking uncomfortable. So I can imagine in the crack of my ass. That shit is hell. Get the fuck out of here.
You're right.
I don't want that. Unless it comes with a good check. Nigga, let's keep it funky.
I'm not. Because even, you know, one of my boyfriends was like, I would like to see you in a song. And I was like, you know, my ass is dead. I really don't care for those. But I'll buy, I mean, I'll buy some. If you go put in on this fancy, I'll buy some. But, sir, you're going to get this whole booty, you're going to get all this booty and this whole booty panty and some boy shorts until you put in on that shit. Because if I'm going to be uncomfortable, you're going to pay for it.
Hold on. Anybody else hear that music? Did somebody, you know,
yes, my husband is playing house music.
No, it sounds like, no, I know house music. I hear it. This sounds like another show is trying to start.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because I hear a white man talking.
Okay.
You don't really want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no other show scheduled. I don't know.
Yeah, I hear a white dude and some static. I don't know what the fuck going on.
I don't know what it did. Mm-mm, maybe you hearing things. Maybe you got possum juice in your ears. Mm-mm.
Not possum juice. I am.
Today's show has been brought to you by the Assalicious. This is the first time in a long time I had some broccoli that went good. But, yeah. Let me say this, and then we can get ready to go. I don't know, and this is a personal statement, and it's getting however it feels. So yesterday, this guy that has been, that's been trying to talk to me was like, who you been talking to about me that's on your page? I said, skirt, what? Nobody, because I'm really not interested in half of the shit that you're saying. So why would I tell anybody about you? I said, I don't consider you like a boyfriend or anything, so nobody knows about you. Nobody knows your name. So some woman on my Facebook page has been stalking my Facebook page because he likes stuff on my page. Now, he won't tell me who it is. And I'm like, but you're trying to get to know me. So your loyalty should be shifting towards me if you're trying to get to know me, right? Am I wrong in thinking that? Because first of all, clearly we have friends that are a mutual friend on our Facebook page. But this is how I know the bitch don't know me in real life or know me well enough. The bitch spelled my name wrong. Anybody who knows me knows I don't like the way if you spell my name wrong, you don't know me. No, you don't know no better. And so I quietly told him, I said, well, and this is where he found out that I'm slightly an asshole, because I've just been really pleasant. I told him, I said, well, shouldn't no bitch have my name in their mouth that can't spell my name? So clearly this is irrelevant. He was like, oh, you're mean. I was like, no, I'm not mean. I just feel like a bitch that don't know how to spell my name shouldn't even have it in her mouth. I'm here, bitch. And so that's why I posted on my page yesterday. I was like, you better go get you some business and stop minding mine. You better go get you some.
Lord, she had to roll up on this chick. You might see me in the street, bitch. You don't know me.
You don't know me.
She about to put her hat to the side like T.I. and roll up on somebody.
No. I'm going to keep it realer than real. Fuck all your feelings and fuck how you feel. Yup.
Jeez.
I don't care. Do you not understand? Did you not see my post the other day about me selling drugs in my car and dudes getting mad, play some R&B music and hear Griselda because you out here selling drugs, shooting niggas?
I feel like he's like, oh, you're going to say something to him? No, I just know how to deal with a bitch in a proper manner. I got a feeling I know who it is, but we're going to see.
Did you just say you was going to go Conway on the bitch? Is that what you just said?
What you mean, Conway?
You said you was going to go Benny the Butcher the bitch up?
No, she's saying Griselda as the female, the chick that they named the label after. She don't know nothing about Conway now.
Oh, okay. I thought she said this in the gangster rap.
No, she went to the real Griselda because, you know, Griselda kills people and she kills Negroes and shit. Like, yeah, she went to the real. She didn't go to the rap.
Oh, no,
wait,
I know about the real Griselda.
That's
the drug dealing. The drug dealing, killing motherfucker who when she got out of prison, she was walking across the street and they shot her ass. Like, I know the real Griselda. You know,
yeah,
like,
talking about
the real Noriega. Yeah, I'm talking about Miss Blanco herself.
This nigga said, like, Noriega, I know the real Noriega. Did this nigga just pull out a Rick Ross? You know what? I'm fucking done. We're the white woman.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what she said.
You know, the real Griselda. She on one night.
I know the real
Griselda. All I'm missing is for her to go, oh.
She owed me a hundred favors.
You know what I'm saying?
That shit is funny to me. Wait, but let me ask you a question, though. You just sat here and talked about a fucking fruit boy. And went on his page and seen who was liking his two fucking pictures with two likes. And you was able to do that. But you can't deduce who this bitch is as your friend and his friend and their friend and your friend. But that shit
you
can do. I think you can do it.
You didn't hear me say I already have a feeling about who it is. So let me continue to watch and see.
I know you do your Columbo shit. I'm like, what the fuck? How you? Just because he don't tell you, you can't find out.
Oh, yeah. See, he doesn't know what I'm in school for. I don't even think he remembers that I told him I was in school.
Thank you.
Oh, but yeah. Please, nigga. You don't know who you messing with. You messing with the FBI.
That nigga thinks you top flight security, but no, you ain't top flight security. You FBI. Fuck bitches internally.
Weak. I want another sleep that requires me to go downstairs. Oh my God. They got tea in this room. All they got is some damn coffee to carry. But yeah, I've been shooting people in my car.
You know what? I'm done.
Damn, I got to iron my shirt. No, I'm not going to wear that. I'm just wear the same one. Did I get anything in my shirt today? Yeah. Once again, Ron, you're probably calling me dumb. I don't care.
You don't know what I'm going to say, how I'm going to say, and what I'm going to say?
Ron. Say what you want. I'm sorry.
Y'all dumb. All right. Wait a minute. Where am I at next Friday? Am I in? I think I'm in Canada next week. Let me double check. 1 second. Let me see. Friday. Let's see. I start to go. No, Friday I am in Iceland, and I'm there for 2 days. So, Yeah, we'll have a show because I don't have to get up the next morning. I have a 31-hour overnight in Islip, New York. What the hell am I going to do with myself for 31 hours?
Hold on. That means you go to point A, and then 31 hours after that, you leave point A?
Yeah.
And
no,
where
I go,
is point
and that's
A?
Point B. Well, that's point B.
Well, you're at point B.
So,
right. Well, you go from point A to point B, and you stay at point B for 31 hours.
Yeah.
And where will point B be?
It is Islip, New York, which is Long Island.
Oh, so you're on Long Island. Yeah, you're on Long Island. I know where the fuck Islip is at. Don't do that. Don't do that, son. That's what you did about fucking, you know what I'm saying? That fuck, what was that shit you did, Taylor? About the fucking wrongful death. It is death because he died, and it's wrongful because his family doesn't think it was right. It's wrongful death. Get the fuck out of here. It's Iceland, New York, so that's the one. No, what the fuck, Iceland, that nigga.
No, that's why I'll be for 31 hours.
No, you won't be an Iceland. You go get you a motherfucking. I'm gonna send you my zip car rental. You go get you a zip car and go to the city.
What's a zip car?
A zip car is like a car rental. You can rent it for an hour, a day, 2 hours, 3 hours. It's in most major cities. It's like rent through like Hertz or Budget, but you can do it by the hour.
Oh. And but isn't it like 3 hours into the city?
From Islip?
Yeah.
I guess it's, yeah, maybe. But all right, so
let's
boom.
Go look at the map.
You can get to the city much quicker than 3 hours. It's called the Long Island Railroad. The Long Island Railroad to get you into Manhattan in about an hour. So driving, I would say maybe.
It's an hour and 9 minutes.
What I just said, I said maybe 90 minutes is what I just said. Thank you. You're going 3 hours. I'm like, I don't know 3 hours. Yeah, how you go chastise me for it being 69 minutes when you just said it was motherfucking 180 minutes? How you going to do that?
Listen, I don't know. That's what somebody told me, and I just happened to look it up.
Right, so you want to look shit up after you tell me shit. Why you ain't look shit up after they lie to you?
They knew something. They don't know shit.
Oh, I love when I shut her up. Oh, I love when I shut her ass up.
What? Shut up. I'm going to go to a beach. How long? How close
you
wanna is
go
the beach?
To a beach? Nigga, you could be to a beach. Jones Beach is a nice beach to go to. That's, you could probably be to Jones Beach in about 30 minutes. From Iceland. That's a good beach. And they be having concerts there, too. Might be a concert. See,
it's called
there.
Jones Beach. What's it called?
Jones Beach, yes. Jones Beach is a good one. I think Fire Island. But the South Shore, you know what I'm saying?
How
from where you at, you can get to the Hamptons.
6 minutes.
Then I say 30 minutes. Nigga gonna tell me I know this shit, nigga. Been in this game for years. It's made me an animal.
Okay. 6 hours walking.
Right. No, you got 31.
I am not.
I
might do that.
Yo, you could go to the Hamptons and be to the Hamptons in about 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? And go have you a real luxurious time.
But we will either have to get a rental. I don't even know who I'm flying with. I got to look to see who I'm flying with. Because, you know, some people, not every crew is the same. Let's see. Richard Fox, Jeffrey Dixon. I don't know neither one of them. Both of their IDs.
Jeffrey Dixon.
Stupid. Yeah, because we deadhead to Philly, and then we work to Islip. We get there at like 9 o'clock that night, and we don't leave again until Sunday morning at 5:30. No, we get there at 10 o'clock on Friday night.
So you're going to be in New York Friday night. Saturday,
yeah.
Or Saturday. Oh, you got even fun.
All day Saturday. With 31 hours and 18 minutes worth of overnight. And then Saturday I go to Montreal. So I'll be in Canada on Saturday.
And how long are you going to be in Montreal? 31 minutes?
14 hours.
Oh, you can enjoy Montreal. Quick little jump up too. Oh, yeah. That's a nice little bit of time.
Actually, I do Montreal two nights back to back. No. Two overnights back to back in Montreal. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, stop bragging. Fuck it.
Don't be a hater all your life. Don't be a hater all your life.
Until the day I die, nigga.
Okay, what? Whatever. All right, guys.
You ain't always a hater, nigga.
We'll be here next week. We'll probably be here at 10:30 or 11 o'clock. So we'll be here.
Why we got to be here at 10:30 or 11 o'clock? Why we can't be here at this time? Why you ain't asking us how, what our thoughts are? How you just shitting on us and changing our fucking lives around? Yeah, listen, we need to fucking strike. No Roger, no rerun, no rent. Why is she just doing this to us and y'all not saying nothing?
Because, one, I don't get done until almost 10 o'clock, sir. Thank you very much. Are you going to log in and try to start the show? We've tried this before. You didn't do a really good job of it, but you tried.
I want to know why they ain't say nothing to come to my defense before you could throw that shot. Why didn't they say nothing? If they'd have said something, you wouldn't even got that far.
Because I knew where it was going. So I said, I'm not going to get it wrong. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be able to save them this time.
She said, watch, I will be in the front seat again next week. Watch, Ron, you're going to be back here getting the quarter.
You're going to be in the back getting the water, going inside the gas station to get something to drink. So you ain't gonna pack the snacks. You can be
go back to this.
Oh shit, we gonna be listening to her fucking house music.
Don't be talking about my husband music. Don't do that. Don't do that.
As long as he don't got a pair of thongs on dancing to it, we Gucci.
Exactly.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Come on, where
so
that
we'll
white woman?
We'll be here next week, same, different time, same place. Y'all be good. Don't get into no trouble. Enjoy the holiday weekend. Yeah. Here comes the white woman. She's going to be joining us just right about now.
Good night.